Sorry, Brittany, J-Lo, and Jessica. Hot bodies don't stand a chance in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Listen mornings at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don't forget, we will be in Weatherford tomorrow. This time tomorrow, Grego, we will be in Weatherford. Did you know that?
I did know that.
At Chicken Express out that way. Chicken Express is located on Main Street at Bethel in Weatherford. So if you're familiar with the lay of the land out that way, then we would like to invite everybody, the entire county of Parker, to come see us at
so
Chicken
if you're
Express.
In Aledo or perhaps Springtown, come out there.
Yes. Or maybe Brock.
Is Brock, it Brock? Brock's right
that
by there,
way?
Yeah.
Or maybe...
Louisville?
Yeah.
Mineral Wells isn't that far.
Right.
Grayford not very far.
Oh, yeah, we ought to be able to get some people from Mineral Wells there for sure.
We're big in Mineral Wells.
Oh, huge in Mineral
Wells. Huge.
So come see us tomorrow at Chicken Express in Weatherford. All right, let's see if we can make contact with the Cobram, who is out somewhere amongst the masses here at the AAC. Cobram, do you have us?
Mike, you have me, more importantly.
Yes, yes, we do have you, Cobram.
Greg, can you see me?
Here, you know, I could almost punch you.
Oh.
Which I might do.
I didn't realize we were that close.
Now, we're trying something new. This is our wired microphone.
Right.
Please bear with me, because I can't go very far. Or I might kill someone, and we're probably liable for tripping people because I do have a cord that is rolling around here. Let's go see if we can talk to some ladies.
You're like Mr. Douglas climbing up the telephone pole to make a phone call.
Let's talk to this young lady over here. Ma'am, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Y'all probably don't remember me.
Should I remember you personally?
I tried out for the charity challenge on ice.
Oh, you did? You did?
One, yeah.
I do remember you now. Now, what happened in the tryouts? Now, how old are you, first off? You were the oldest contestant, weren't you?
Yep.
How old are you?
I'm 40-ish.
40 what? 5? 1?
See, you have a good memory.
45, right? Okay, and are you still playing competitive hockey?
I am. In fact, we were supposed to challenge, my women's team challenge the winner or maybe the loser.
Of our team?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want to play any women. I have nothing to gain from that. Nothing at all. Now, I notice you have a child.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did that work? How'd that happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, how'd you make it?
How'd I make it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, she could not be any more boring. It's impossible. It's impossible for her to be any more boring.
I haven't made a child. Okay, well, good luck with your hockey, okay? And congratulations on your child.
So you're afraid to... play the women's team?
I don't want to play you guys. I suck at hockey, okay? I'm no good at it. I don't want to be beat by a bunch of women. I'll be honest with you. Okay? I love you. Okay. You're talking to me. Okay, we are strolling through. Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me, sir, ma'am, can you... Hey, how are you?
Great, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, this is a... here, step over here so we don't block traffic.
Hey, we went to the Charity Challenge on Ice for the first time this year. You guys did awesome.
You had a good time?
Had a great time.
Now, who'd you go with?
My wife.
Is this your wife over here? What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie, are you of the Asian persuasion?
Yep, you got it.
What part?
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese? You don't sound very Vietnamese.
Oh, I am.
Like, can you speak Vietnamese?
Sure.
Can you really? When'd you move over here?
74.
Ask her to say snake in Vietnamese.
Okay, you have to say snake in Vietnamese. What?
Say it again.
Hang on. Say it nice and loud and clear.
Now say cobra.
Can you say, you know what cobra is in Vietnamese?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Is there, you know...
What kind of Vietnamese are you?
Okay, say that, you liked having sex with American GI.
No.
Why?
No.
He doesn't know what you're
saying. Say to Buku.
Yeah, but the one.
What? Say Alabama Black Snake.
I don't know how to say that one.
Okay, well, that's
fine. What kind of Viet Cong is she?
Yeah, Viet Cong?
I don't know.
Does being called a Viet Cong offend you?
Say what now?
Grego just called you a Viet Cong.
That's not me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're.
I don't know.
South Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Are you ever get back?
No, haven't been back.
All right, do you want to go back?
Yeah, I'd like to one day.
You were born in Saigon.
You were born in Saigon?
Yeah.
In what year?
69.
Me too. It's a good year.
Oh,
good year.
Right,
so where'd you meet her?
At school.
College.
Where'd you go to college?
We both went to the University of Houston.
Oh, that's wonderful. Cougar High. Congratulations to both of you. Well, enjoy the game, and thanks for coming to the Charity Challenge.
Go Stars.
Take care.
Good job, guys. Awesome.
Nice. They're big fans, Greg. They like
you. Right. Good. That is good. I'm a likable person.
I'm waiting for a woman to walk by that we can speak to, as I can't go very far with this non-wireless wireless unit.
Because we are wired today.
Yes, we are.
We are not wireless. We are wired.
So if you guys see someone out there...
I'm telling you, all the good-looking girls are up on the platinum level.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? I thought that this place was packed full of good-looking girls.
It is, and they're all on the platinum level. Because they're up there on the suites with all the rich guys.
No, that's just nauseating. That's just wrong.
It is wrong.
Okay.
And
wait.
You get like all the hockey fans here.
Yeah, these are the hardcore hockey fans that paid for their tickets.
Exactly.
And those chicks upstairs...
Yeah, they're
gravy training it.
They use their boobs to get.
Well, how would they use their boobs, Greg?
Well, because they got nice looking big boobs and guys are attracted to that and they got an extra ticket, they get to go.
All right,
it's a very simple process.
We are in the midst of...
Of failing?
Of nothing.
Nothingness?
Of a giant abyss of women. There's a bunch of kids. People are tore up down here.
They're what?
Tore up.
Wonder why that is.
What's happened? I thought this was the Stars, man.
See and be seen crowd? Yeah, Ron, that's a good point. Where are the cocaine and boob jobbers?
Well, they're with the Mavericks these days. There's one. There's one. Look at the one in the brown coat.
Oh, you're not going to be able to court over there.
Damn it.
Go get her.
Get her.
Look at Kern. Kern's going to go get her.
Well, Kern needs to do something to make up for his gaffe. We can't do wireless because he doesn't have the power pack.
Look at Jeff. Cat's here, too, all pissed off. Are you going to make a firing over this wireless debacle? Oh, he can't hear me. Okay, here she is.
Good. Good job, Kern. You made
Kern,
up for
Kern, good
it.
Work. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
We spotted you because there was a lack of good-looking women, and we saw you from behind and thought, wow, there's an attractive young lady.
Thank you.
Snake.
How you doing, buddy?
That was great.
What's your name?
Devin.
Devin, that's an interesting name.
It's kind of a guy name.
Do you listen
it?
To the station, our station?
I don't even know what station I'm talking
about. This is The Ticket.
The Ticket. No, I don't.
Okay, we're the sports station. Now, are you a Stars fan?
No.
Okay, now this is confusing. Why are you here?
I live here now. But
you live at the AAC, or you just live around these parts?
I live over in Fort Worth.
Okay, and so why are you here if you're not a Stars fan?
Because I'm an Avs fan.
They're not playing.
They're not?
So why are you here?
Because my dad has tickets and I'm here.
Oh, your dad does?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a boyfriend here or anything?
Husband.
Husband? That's gross. Where's he?
He's getting food.
He is? Do you have any kids?
No.
That's good. So you're clean down there?
Oh, God.
You're not tainted or anything. Not to be euphemistic or anything.
Yeah, I guess not
butt?
Yet.
One of our colleagues over here wants to know if you have or have ever had stinky butt, the affliction known as.
What?
No? Is that a no?
You have stinky butt?
No.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Okay, Devin, go find your husband, enjoy the game, and go Mavs, right?
No.
Can you name one star?
One star?
Yeah.
Madonna.
All right, fair enough. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
That was good.
We're kind of having fun. Come on.
Kind of.
Yeah, we might need the Benny Hill music. Well, I'll tell you what.
When I won,
at this point, monkey and football is very entertaining.
Yeah.
Right. There's one in stripes that just got away from us.
Well, you know what? I get her, but I can't move.
You gotta yell at him.
He's like, got a ball and chain.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stuck here. I'm tethered. It's embarrassing. Look at that mule head.
That's abrasive.
That's
well,
a big
it's true.
Guy.
I have an issue with Corby.
But what's your issue, Danny?
Well, the new guy's guide's about to come out, and Corby didn't take his questionnaire very seriously.
Oh, he didn't?
No. When he was asked who is the best all-time supermodel, he put Tom Kite.
That is a great answer. That is a wonderful answer.
Thank you.
Well, you are right, Corby. There is not one good-looking girl.
I mean, it
anywhere.
Is Mule City. Everywhere.
But really, there's not a lot of girls.
Well, get a mule on.
I don't want to get a mule.
Just get a mule. Ask her if she knows what it is.
Okay.
To be mulish.
All right. I'm going to get a true mule, though. Excuse me, ma'am. You in the green? Can you come here for a second?
Oh, my God.
Mule.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a big Stars fan?
I'm a big Stars
mule.
Fan.
Mule?
Are you? Now, where are you from? I detect a Midwestern accent.
Mule?
From Illinois, originally.
Well, how smart am I?
You are very smart.
Thank you. Do you know...
Working mule somehow.
Do you know what mule head is?
What?
Mule head.
Mule
heads. Mm.
I don't. I should.
Okay, it's something that I thought maybe someone from Illinois would know.
What is it?
Well, it's a type of affliction that it's a kind of like mad cow disease, but it's more of a mule head disease.
Okay.
I thought maybe you had it or something. I didn't know. A lot of people from Illinois have it.
I might have it.
We're having fun, aren't we? Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. See ya.
All right.
God.
Did she have
wow.
mule head?
Wow.
Corby?
Yeah.
Was she mule-ish?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty seriously so, yeah.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Radio sure is fun out here, I tell you that. Not going to lie to you. Not going to lie to you.
It can be a beating.
Yep.
All right. Well,
guys.
This segment is limping to a halt. Well, once again...
You know what? I'm sure that somewhere in 10 years of radio, we've done a worse segment to that.
I don't remember.
I'm sure that we have, but can you remember one?
It'd be pretty hard put. I don't know. Maybe the Sam Smith interview?
That was pretty bad.
Sam Smith? The tennis shoe guy?
No.
No.
Stan Smith.
Oh.
Stan.
Well, once again, it falls to the two-minute drill to pull this thing out of the ditch. Can it do it?
Nothing can get that out of the ditch.
The outlook is not good.
Nothing.
But let's gear up for it. We'll do so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly next here on The Ticket.